sleepy, tired. So we can make this quick.
How much time you
got? None. All right.
Justin, did you see during the trophy presentation ceremony an 82-year-old Mrs. Mara going and giving Terry Bradshaw a little bit of a hard time for not picking you guys? What do you think of her sentiment, just that people haven't given you guys so much of a chance of her doing that?
It was funny when I actually got the opportunity to hear about it. I think I was on the field interviewing with you while I was going on, so I missed all that. A lot of people haven't given us a shot, and I think we kind of like it that way. So, you know, for all y'all odds makers out there, just keep rooting against us.
Would you cross Mrs. Mara?
Would I cross her? Absolutely not. No, not at all.
Justin, 4 years ago, your performance in the Super Bowl might have earned you an MVP if it wasn't for Eli's heroics at the end. What do you remember most about that game and what you were able to do?
You know, it's funny. We were talking about that earlier today. A lot of guys that wasn't a part of that team came up to me today and just was talking about watching it and seeing how I played in that game. I really don't remember much about it until I go back and watch the game, just sitting here talking to you. I remember the sacks and things like that, but how I beat them or what happened in between those plays, I don't remember much about it. You know, that's the type of game where you're so in tune to playing it that – you know, a lot of the small stuff just kind of goes by the wayside.
Justin, both the Giants and Patriots have had a lot of comebacks this year. They've been down, dug themselves out of holes. What's that say about the resolve of these teams?
It says a lot. It says that, you know, you never can count either one of us out. Obviously, with the quarterback play, you have to believe that you're always in the game. You know, Eli and Tom, you know, two of the more elite quarterbacks in this league, and when you have people like that leading the charge, you know, you're never out of a football game, and it says a lot about these teams as far as their, you know, no quit attitudes, it's just been that way. I know you asked the Patriots that question. I'm sure they'll say the same thing, that, you know, in a fourth quarter we're close. They feel like they're going to bring it out because they have a quarterback like Tom. We feel the same way because Eli's done it all year. And, you know, it's just a feeling that you have as a team.
Are you a believer in past performance against a specific team like Patriots? Like, you guys had trouble against the Redskins, and yet you beat other teams that, mm-hmm. you know, like, does one thing follow from another, or is each game different?
You know, I think in this game particularly, you can kind of throw out the past. of late, we've had pretty good success against them. We beat them this year. But, you know, it's the Super Bowl. I'm sure they're going to do something that we've never seen before, and it's just going to come down to the team that executes the best this day. It's not going to have anything to do with previous matchups.
Justin, can you talk about why you're happy for Coach Coughlin to be back in this game?
I'm happy for Coach Coughlin to be back in this game because he's coaching me, and that means I'm back in this game.
What about, aside from that wisecrack answer?
I think he deserves it. I think he's done a great job of continuing to believe in not only himself and what he brings to the table as a coach, but this team. At 7-7, you know, everybody and their mom was counting us out of it. But, you know, he just stayed persistent, stayed true to who he is as a coach, as a person. And it trickles down when you see somebody have a faith in you when nobody else does. So it was kind of easy for us to, you know, continue to have his back and go out and play our best. And I think we've been rewarded for that.
The last 2 weeks, it's been, you know, hey, we're seeing a team that we saw before, played them well, and we did so without a lot of healthy guys, without X, Y, and Z.
Mm-hmm.
It's the same thing here. I mean, you beat these guys without Nick, without Boss.
Mm-hmm.
How much has that been a lift for you in recent weeks, and how much will it be here?
I think the biggest thing for us is just it's been a confidence boost, knowing how we've played against teams when we wasn't at full strength. And I would dare say that we're at full strength now too, but because, you know, what week is this? I don't know, 20-something. So everybody's kind of beat up in their own right, but we're probably as healthy as we've been all year. we have everybody back that, you know, we came in the season with. So we feel very confident that we can play with anybody. And, you know, I know the Patriots won 10 straight, and they're back in the Super Bowl again, and that's a veteran football team. And they're kind of like us. They know how to win in these playoffs. And but our confidence level is high, and we just feel good about where we are right now as a team.
How does the success you guys have had against Brady affect the way you prepare for the game?
Yeah, I mean, every time you play, you know, Tom, you got to go back to the drawing board. He's going to definitely look at what we had success against him that first time and come out with something to beat that. So you got to do something different every time. He's that type of quarterback. By the first quarter, he probably has a good sense of what you know, a team wants to do to him, or what a team wants to do to his offense. So we're gonna have to have probably a few game plans in. It's gonna be a chess match, and you know, I think every quarter we're gonna have to throw something different at him that he hasn't seen, or, you know, hopefully he hasn't seen from us. And that has the ability to kind of slow down his reads. If he gets a beat on what you want to do to him before he snaps that ball, it's going to be pretty much impossible to stop him with the weapons that he have around him, and just his knowledge of defenses. And, you know, he's a clutch player in his own right. So it's going to be a chess match.
Justin, the Ravens are a team that had some success against him in the past, though, and you guys have too. Is there any sort of book that you develop on a player like that, or is there any reason why you guys were able to put together consecutive solid performances against a Hall of Fame quarterback like that?
It just comes down to 11 guys playing as one. I think he thrives on mismatches, I think we match up well with him. I think with those tight ends and Wes and Branch, they can pretty much go any route they want to go with, you know, creating mismatches. And, you know, the people that we have in our secondary, we have safeties that can play like corners. We can pretty much match up with those guys. But, you know, like I just said earlier, they're gonna do some things that we might not be ready for at the beginning of that football game. And it's going to come down to adjustments. And, you know, hopefully we'll be able to make those adjustments to whatever they've shown that we haven't seen, and make it a close game and keep them kind of stopping on offense.
Justin, you said an emotional run the last 5 weeks. You come in this week, maybe it's a little bit of a take a breath and exhale. How challenging is it then? I know it's the Super Bowl, so it seems pretty obvious, but how challenging is it to get back up to where you were?
I don't think it's going to be that challenging. And you just said it's the Super Bowl. We expect to see everybody's best in this football game. And would I like to go play on Sunday? Yeah, absolutely. When you're on a roll, kind of like how we've been, you don't want to have these breaks. But you take them for what they are, and you make the best out of them. Your body, you know, needs some healing, and we get the opportunity to do that. And we get the extra time to study this football team. So it's some good and bad in that. But by next Sunday, I expect everybody's emotions to be as high as they've ever been. You know, regardless if you played in Super Bowls or you haven't, this is the cream of the crop. And you know, you never know when you're gonna get the opportunity to be back in a situation like this. So you want to make the best of it now.
Justin, you said before the Packers game, particularly with Rodgers on tap, that defensive line, this game in your mind came down to your defensive line. Do you feel the same way, especially given that your defensive line is the difference in the Super Bowl a couple years ago?
Definitely. I think every game we've played this year has kind of – the D-line has set the tone, whether that be good or bad. It's all about, you know, stopping the head dog. And on offense, the head dog is the quarterback. And, you know, most teams, when you get a lot of pressure on a quarterback, you're able to sack him, hit him, get him uncomfortable back there. They don't have as much success. So it starts with us up front. We know that. And, you know, we're hoping to set the tone kind of like we did 4 years ago.
Justin, Devin Thomas was quoted yesterday saying that you guys were targeting Kyle Williams in the 49ers game because he had a history of concussions. Is that a conversation that you had, you guys talked about, and is that something that is normal, that guys would target guys, something like that?
I've never had that conversation. Obviously, we consider ourselves to be a physical group, and, you know, we want to hit everybody. But I don't think we've ever talked about knocking anybody out with concussions or anything like that. We kind of stay away from that. But it's not like we wasn't trying to, you know, hit him. And we was definitely trying to get a lot of hats on him, because he might not have been as comfortable back there as, say, a Ted Ginn, because he did it all year. So, but as far as trying to knock him out of the football game, nah.
Justin, in that 10-game winning streak, the Patriots haven't faced a single quarterback that's playing like Eli's playing or of Eli's caliber. What's the difference? When you face a guy like that, when you face an Aaron Rodgers, what's the difference?
I think the difference is just, you know, you don't have many mistakes. You got to kind of play mistake-free football. You know, I'm sure defenses that have played against Eli will tell you the same thing, that, you know, you make a mistake against him, it's going to be six, or it's going to be a big first down or a big play or something like that. So, you know, that same thing with Tom Brady. You don't have a lot of mistakes with him. You might get a few, but sooner or later they're gonna capitalize on mistakes. So again, for us, it's just making sure that we're sound in every aspect. You know, no mistakes.
You had said back early in the year when we talked to you about Eli, saying he was elite in Brady's class. You obviously said, you know, you guys knew that all along. But is there anything about what he's done this year that surprised you? Because his numbers are above what he ever was before.
I don't think so. I don't think I'm surprised by anything he's done. I'm impressed, obviously, but surprised, no. You know, I think this is probably his best year as a pro, and for good reason. You know, he was setting up all those off-season workouts with wide receivers and running backs and off-season during the lockout. And he's worked his butt off to become the quarterback he's become. I give him a lot of credit considering, you know, the shadows that he's had to play under, being, you know, Artie's son and Peyton's little brother, and playing in a city like, you know, New York, where it just seems sometimes you can never do enough. So I'm very proud to call him my teammate and our quarterback, and it's been awesome to watch him play.
Justin, you mentioned the
as much as Eli did on Sunday. You've often been on the side that's delivering that many hits. When he goes down as often as that, what normally happens to a quarterback?
Most of the time they get rattled. He took a few good hits. You know, he took a lot of hits, but some of them were some ones where you look and you're like, yeah, I hope I get one on Alex like that. But, you know, he just showed his toughness. You know, I know I said after the game that, you know, Eli looks like the kind of guy that, you know, rarely sees the weight room. But he's a tough guy, man. And to get up and continue to fight our football and lead our football team like he did after some of the hits he took in that game, I mean, it makes it easier to rally behind him.
When you've had three matches in the playoffs aside from those Eagles games when you were 6-8, mm-hmm. It's worked out pretty well for you. Does that say anything about your coaching staff?
I think it says a lot about, you know, this team in general, coaching staff, players too. We've done a good job of seeing how teams have hurt us in first games, or seeing how we've had success and kind of duplicating that. So you know, obviously, you know, we're hoping, you know, next week we can do the same. But it's going to be a totally different game than what it was when we played up there. I think both teams are playing better. I think it's going to be another one of those epic Super Bowls. It might come down to the team who has the ball last. But it's going to be fun to play it. It's going to be fun to, you know, get prepared for these guys, because they do so many different things. You know, you guys just, you know, we're going to have a long week of studying this football team to get ready for them.
Justin, when was the last time that you watched the Super Bowl?
Next, boss.
When was the last time that you did watch the 07 Super Bowl, the 08 Super Bowl?
I've watched parts of it. I mean, they always show it on ESPN Classic and NFL Network and things like that. But I just sat down and watched the whole game. I haven't done it in a while. I have some friends that have sent me DVDs of it and told me I better watch it before this week comes. So I'll probably sit down this week sometime and just you know, reminisce about what that game meant to me, and I might just try to go back and see some of the things that I did to get myself prepared for that week, and try to, you know, redo that.
Justin, you had said you didn't want to think about 4 years ago or compare this to 4 years ago. When along the way did it start creeping in your mind just how similar this was to 07?
A long time ago.
What do you make of this?
It's kind of eerie. Because, you know, I didn't want to talk about it, but obviously you can see the resemblance to 07. I mean, you have to be blind and not know anything about 07 and not see it. So I'm hoping that it continues. You know, playing the Patriots again and hopefully being able to lift that Lombardi Trophy up next Sunday as you know, Super Bowl champions.
Justin, this is the second time that Lawrence has kicked the game winning overtime field goal to send you to the Super Bowl. What kind of confidence does that give you, knowing that you have a guy back there that's proven he can hit the big kicks?
Well, we've always been confident in times, no question. You know, he is one of the more confident people on our football team, and he's kind of arrogant at times too. But I mean, sometimes kickers can be kind of like, you know, outcasts on the team in certain ranks, just because you don't want to talk to them while they're getting prepared for stuff like that. But it just seems like he's always been like kind of a jokester about situations like that. It seems like the pressure really doesn't get to him, and that's kind of how he lives his day to day. So, you know, in situations like that, we feel very confident. I mean, I remember that kick going up. I didn't want to watch it, and then I started thinking about it. You know, I turned around and watched it and was like, you know, I'm not even surprised at all. It went right down the uprights. There wasn't even any question about it.
A lot of kickers just kind of scrutinize, as you said, for not being part of the team. Mm-hmm. Can you talk a little bit about his work ethic and what he's like?
Well, all of our – I call him our specialist. You know, him, Wellerford, Diazzi, they're always in the weight room. And I always ask him, like, that's not going to help you much. You know, if you see the guys, I mean, Wellerford probably has like 3% body fat. They always like competing in push-ups and things like that. So their work ethic is tremendous. They're always staying out extra. You know, I've seen them guys doing some of the oddest things to get themselves prepared. You know, I've seen Wellerford catching the ball left-handed. Just to practice for, you know, obviously he's right-handed. And I asked him, why you do that? He was like, well, if I can catch it left-handed, I definitely can catch it right-handed. And just little odd things like that. Times, you know, kicking kicks with only one step and things like that. That work ethic is tremendous. And I don't know nothing about kicking myself, but it's good to see those guys just, you know, continuously working. Most times you see kickers, they'll kick the first part of practice and kind of go in and be done with it. But those guys have stayed out of practice all year long, continue to work on their craft.
Justin, I know you've spoken about how Brandon sets a physical tone for this team. How about Ahmad? Do you think people are surprised when they get hit by him?
You know, I'm going to take a quote from, I think, one of the DBs from San Francisco. Says Ahmad is kind of a power back in the scat back's body. And it is interesting to watch how many times he falls forward. You know, Ahmad isn't the biggest of running backs, but he runs with a lot of heart. He runs with a lot of determination. And, you know, I've always told him he has probably one of the biggest hearts on this football team. Considering what he's went through this year with the injuries to his feet and things like that, he's not healthy right now. And he still continues to go out there and work his butt off every Sunday. And, as you know, for players on this team that know, you know, what he's went through this year with his body, it's very inspirational to watch.
When you're on defense, though, and you have a 265-pounder coming at you, you're ready to brace for that.
Mm-hmm.
Is it a little different when you have Bradshaw coming at you?
I think it is. I think they complement each other very well. You know, Brandon comes in and kind of, as defensive players, we like to say soften them up. And, you know, Maya comes in, and at first he's kind of, you're thinking, oh, he's going to try to run away from me. I've seen Ahmad break more tackles this year than probably even Brandon. So I think mentally it kind of wears on the defense because you don't know what to expect from him. He has the ability to kind of, you know, break you down and run past you, but he also has the ability to run through you. So you got to play him honest. And with the talent that he has, if you're a defensive player playing him honest, he's going to win most of those battles. Thanks, guys.
Thanks.